what's up, guys? Welcome to the Mac Effect. I really appreciate you guys tuning in. I really appreciate all the time that you guys have been giving me and the love. So we're answering. This is week two, right? And I said every Thursday I want to definitely have Q&As for you guys. And on Q&A week number two, I'm already switching it up. I want to take this time to say thank you to a lot of people that have helped me to get to this place, which I know for some people it could not be that much or that great or that big of a deal. But from where it started for me and where I had allowed fear to hold me back, for me, this is a great accomplishment. It's healed something in me. So I need to give thanks to those people that have helped me. To all the subscribers, to all the followers, to the fans of my mother-in-law, to the fans of my wife, and her family. You guys honestly are incredible. I would hear my mother-in-law in concert say how grateful she is with you guys and how you guys make her who she is. And at that point, I really did not understand, and maybe I still don't understand 100%, but what blows me out of the way, or blows me from that, is that that love for her trickles down to my wife, and then it trickles down to the kids, and then it eventually trickles down to me. And I'm just so grateful for that. It means a lot to me. I see so many people reposting and sharing. And again, what you guys are reposting and sharing is my dream, was my heart, was fear that was holding me back from wanting to help other men, wanting to help marriages, relationships. And I just, fear of failure, fear of the unknown, fear of, it's just better to not even believe in dreams and just get to work and work and work and work, because at least we know with work, you're going to eventually get somewhere. But I've broken free from a lot of those things thanks to so many people. But all of you guys that are subscribing, fans, followers, podcast listeners, thank you so much from the bottom of my heart. I also want to thank my friend Francisco, a.k.a. Junior. For years, this guy has been telling me, when's your podcast coming out? Years. He knew about my dream years ago. And he's always texting me, even before my first marriage, he was always on me like, you said you wanted to do this. You said you wanted to do this. Where is it at? And he always was pushing me like, dude, when's it coming? When's it coming? Is it this year? Is it next? Is it next month? I want to thank him because he didn't allow my dream to die, even though I wanted it sometimes to die and I wanted to just for it to go away. He said, no, dude, this has to come. And I thank you for giving me the courage and always pushing me through. I want to thank my compadre Luis. He also is a believer in me, even when I am not a believer in myself. I told him about the podcast. I told him about my vision. And this was years prior, right? And, he just kept asking time with time again. And then this year, I really felt the conviction, and I shared with you guys in previous episodes how my kids and my wife held me accountable to these things. To when Luis and how it was starting to become a reality, and I was finding all the excuses once again to not do it. He's like, what is it that we need to do? I said, oh, well, I got to paint the office and I got to do this and I got to do that. He's like, I'll be there Saturday and we're going to paint the office. That blesses me. And I even told Luis when he was here, I said, bro, if I don't show so much excitement, I apologize. But I want you to know my inner child is very happy and very excited. It's just that I'm so broken sometimes that I just don't think dreams can come true. And this is a dream of mine. So I'm kind of in limbo. My inner child is kind of like, is this really happening or is it not, you know? And then when we finished painting, I thought we were done. And all my equipment and stuff was upstairs. And he says, start bringing it down. Let's start setting it up. And we're tired because we had just gone to a men's breakfast in the morning. And then we came here and we started quickly painting. And then I saw my family and kids coming in and I'm like, okay, I got to go attend to them. Like, I got to be a father. I got to be a husband. And he's like, bring the stuff down. Let's start setting it up. So those pushes, and I told him in private, but I'll do it in public because I want to thank people. It's something that I'm grateful for. I want to thank Andro, excuse me, for helping me. His business card is here. I'll try to zoom it in so you guys can follow him, but I'm sure you guys have seen him around. Amazing kid. And it's crazy how this kid helped this 37-year-old start setting all this stuff up where I found myself completely lost. And he was guiding me step by step, little by little. He helped me also create the logo, Mac Effect. So I got to give him a huge shout out. Thank you for that. Things that I'm not too good at, you know, but he helped me how to do the online stuff, how to upload, how to edit a little bit. I was blowing him up days prior and the guy came through. So I want to say thank you to him. I also want to say thank you to Breath of Life, which is a company that has started because of Tanya. But I want to thank their marriage. I want to thank Rudy and Tanya. You guys have been great mentors. You guys have been people that have invested in me and Jackie so much. Rudy, in a time in my life where I was growing and developing, he would answer my calls at 6-7 in the morning as I'm driving to work and I'm just like really upset about stuff. He would always answer my phone calls. And sometimes it was even mornings and afternoons. And we had great breakthroughs. I had this mindset and I still have it because I'm wired that way where it's wrong. And he's helped me to kind of break it and change it up a little bit and start thinking in a more positive way than just negative. So I thank Rudy and Tanya. I hope you guys can take a listen to their testimony, because if you guys are looking to do something for your marriage, great people to go talk to, great counselors to go seek help, and great, you know, even homework that they give you so that your marriage, your relationships, and not just marriages, like father to son, son to mother, to brothers and sisters, siblings, all the relationships around you, like they can really help you to develop and grow and, you know, process through a lot of those stuff. So I want to say thank you to them. I want to thank my sisters. I want to thank Sonia and my sister Yvette. Sonia, because she has loved my kids unconditionally, and I appreciate that. I mean, she spoils them, and I'm so grateful for that. My sister Yvette, because she helps us out so much. She's kind of like our go-to babysitter when events are happening around our lives, and my wife and I want to have a quick little getaway or a quick little date. She's definitely the babysitter that steps up. And without those core pieces, without having the help and having people that genuinely love your kids, you can't go do your other stuff in peace sometimes. So I'm just thankful for them for that. I want to thank my parents, my mom and dad, first of all, for giving me life. Second, for raising me in a way, the best way that they could. Not perfect, because I'm not perfect. But they did the best that they could, and I'm just thankful for that. I'm thankful because they continue to give me life lessons till today. And when they love my kids, oh man, they really spoil me, because I know any parents out there knows when your kids are being well taken care of, and I mean like well taken care of, it's an honor to have people around your life. And sometimes it doesn't even have to be a direct blood family member, but if they love your kids, man, dude, that's a blessing from God. There's no way you can repay these people back. Just, you're just grateful for the love that is spread into them and into your family. So mom and dad, thank you guys. I love you guys so much. I want to thank my cuñadas y mi cuñados, Johnny, Mikey, Jenica, Chiquis. You guys have done so much for me, and you guys don't even know it sometimes. Johnny, loving my kids, seeing how you connect with Jordan at times, it blesses me as a father because it's my son. And when you give him love, I cannot do nothing in return to say thank you. Mikey, I mean, you got my son 5 folders of basketball cards. You love Jayla unconditionally. You do your best to give them your attention, and you like, you have conversations with them, man. And as a dad, I'm just thankful. I'm thankful for that. Jenica, I don't know if you know this, but I love you a lot, but I know I have messed up a lot as well with you. I know I have hurt you, and I want to say sorry. I think you already know that. I think through time, even without saying sorry, our love has genuinely rose again to the point where we know we love each other. And for me, I will always see you like the little sister. You took me in since day one, just like Jackie did when I first started dating her. You loved me right away. And that's something that I don't forget. I value so much in my heart. I sometimes live in the past, remembering how our relationship was back then. But you're an amazing tía to my kids. You spoil them like crazy, and I'm thankful. Chiquis, I want to say thank you because not only do you step up financially when you're not supposed to, but I publicly want to say thank you to you because you've already done it twice in Thanksgiving, and I know you don't remember because you always say you're drunk. But in Thanksgiving and in the latest episode in your podcast, you wanted to thank me for the way, you know, how I took care of your sister. But I want to say thank you because you step up for us so much. People don't need to know this, but when we took off for an emergency to Tijuana to basically save my wife's life, you paid for a lot of stuff. When we go on trips, you pay for a lot of stuff, and you bless my kids with amazing Christmases. You literally had a Santa Claus come over this past year, to surprise the kids with like a full bag. And that blesses me. And it's not so much the financial part that blesses me. It's the heart that you do it in. Like, it's like, you don't even think twice. You just give. And it's hard because I'm a person that has a poverty mindset. So I'm always thinking about money and budgets. And for someone to give, it's incredible. And honestly, when it's not even your responsibility, because when we went to TJ, coming back to that, she's my wife. I should step up and I should pay. But you helped and you don't have to. And I'm so grateful for that. I'm grateful because I see no jealousy in you either, in the sense of shouting out my podcast the day that we went to do yours, helping Jackie where she can, and how you're selfless with your brothers and sisters. Like, I see the way you even do extravagant things for their birthdays or just special days for them. And that's amazing. It blesses me because I never really saw an older sibling take care of their brothers and sisters like that. It wasn't modeled 100% like that for me. So I want to thank you guys. I want to take the time to thank my kids, Jayla. A lot of you know this, or if you don't, then it's okay. But biologically, she's not my daughter. But I always seen her like my daughter. She's the one that made me a dad first. And she's the one that I have told her this in private, but I'm saying it in public, where she made me a dad, and she's kind of the one that I've experimented on, because I didn't know any better. I didn't know, so I know I messed up. But I'm so thankful for your life. I'm thankful for Genevieve, for Jordan. Jordan's my goat. Nobody mess with Jordan. He's going to be the next LeBron James, next Michael Jordan in basketball. This kid has passion and love for basketball, and I believe in his dreams. He's the one that made me cry when I told him, I believe in your dreams, Bot, and I'm going to do everything in my power to make your dreams come true. He's the one that made me cry, because God healed me there, and he said, yeah, I felt God tell me, like, you maybe didn't hear that, but when you break these generational cycles, that's what needs to be done. So maybe you didn't get it, but you're the one that's going to step up. And JJ, our surprise baby, my son that helped the restoration happen. I want to thank you guys, because you guys are the driving motor in this heart. Part of a driving motor, because, you know, it's a couple people that I'm still need to thank. But you guys are definitely driving this man here, and I wish I can be the best dad for you guys. I want to continue to grow. I want to continue to get better. I want to continue to spoil you guys, but I also want to continue to discipline and correct and make sure you guys are way far healthier than me at the age that you guys are at. I love you guys so much, and Papi's ready to do whatever I need to do to develop you guys and grow you guys into successful human beings. So I love you guys. My wife, I want to thank her for always pushing me to the limits. In our first marriage, something was off. We were not clicking that well. Love was there, but it just wasn't flowing the way it was supposed to. And she took the courage to say, if it's going to stay like this, I'd rather not have it. Rather than staying the course and saying, no, I'm going to stick with it. And whether I like it or I don't like it, I'm going to go. And even though I'm unhappy, because that change caused and forced me to start seeking development elsewhere. I am who I am because of you and God and other people. But I know for a fact God did not give me you as my wife for no reason. You even believed in this dream more than me. I'm here doing this, happy and excited. And even though I'm not so expressive outwardly, the inner child in me has cried so many times, and you have seen it, babe, so many times in private, because you have helped heal me. And that's not your job, to heal me or to put up with me, or I'm not your responsibility in that sense, but you've done it, and I'm so thankful for you. And last but not least, I want to thank God. Because without God, without Jesus, my Lord and Savior, without the Holy Spirit, I would not be here. I would not be able to sit here and tell you my marriage is restored. He gave me back 10 times fold what I thought I had lost. The enemy brought many people to cause disruptions, to cause separation, a lot of people chirping, and at that moment being successful at it. But I want to thank God that although it looked as it was successful at that time, he always had it in his hands. He was always protecting it. And he was waiting for a moment like this to say, now it's time. Now your enemies can try to raise weapons against you and nothing's going to happen. And I'm so thankful with God for that, for loving me with all my imperfections, with my sins. And he still says, I love you, son, to me. That heals me. So yeah, that's what this Q&A week number two is, guys. I just wanted to say thank you to all those people, to all of you. We are going to continue to grow. We are going to continue to develop ourselves in the name of Jesus. Men, we're going to stand up, we're going to rise, and we're going to grab the bull by the horns and take back the responsibility that we need to take. We're going to get better. And I'm excited for the next episodes to come. I am excited for season two. I'm already planning certain interviews. You guys are going to love them. I promise you guys are going to love them. You're going to see the growth and it's going to be amazing. Thank you guys for joining us. Thank you for being here. Yeah, can't wait to see you guys next time. Please tune in, share it with people, hit the like button. Follow, subscribe, do all that stuff you guys know you guys can do. But we thank you from the bottom of my heart. Mac Effect out. See you guys next time.